This is a bad idea. No, Portly, this is a bad idea. I can't do this. I can't. Portly, I can't do. What? Oh, hi. Sorry. It's just. I'm a little overwhelmed. So sorry. Hi. Thank you for coming. It's very sweet of you. Talking to Portly. Yes. It's like he's still here. It's like I'm being haunted. Oh, how I miss that little bugger. Sorry. It's been a very heavy day. Just a big, big day. Oh, biscuits. That is so very kind and generous of you. I will just add them to the pile. Yes, it's quite an impressive haul. I mean, it's quite an impressive. There are lots of biscuits. Lots and lots of biscuits. Sorry, what? Why the biscuits? Well, it's what Portly would have wanted. For biscuits. I mean, I have started a foundation. A foundation to ensure that all corgis have access to biscuits. And I mean proper biscuits, like custard creams and bourbon biscuits, not Oreos, because Oreos are absolutely evil and corgis should not be exposed to that kind of evilness, because corgis are pure and sweet and would never come up with schemes for biscuits. No, they would absolutely never do that. And what? Should corgis really have biscuits? Well, are you really the kind of person that would deny a corgi a biscuit? Are you really? Because I always thought that you were kind of sweet and lovely, and I mean, if you're the kind of person that would refuse a poor corgi with the puppy dog eyes a biscuit, I mean, really, do you want to be that person, do you? Of course you don't. So that's why you bought biscuits. And it's what Portly would have wanted. Portly would have wanted corgis to have biscuits. But not his biscuits. Because obviously Portly doesn't share his biscuits. Didn't share his biscuits at all. It's like he's still here. It's like he's still here. And it's like, what? The pile of biscuits just kind of fell over, almost as if someone just took a box from the bottom because they were really short and couldn't reach the top. I miss him. I miss him so much. I would miss him if I could throw something at him right now. I wouldn't miss him, but obviously I can't because he's dead. Because Portly's dead. He is dead. Yes. Yes, I am. I miss Portly. I miss that little bugger so very much. It's a sad, sad day. And so what? No, I didn't hear anything. I Oh, you thought you heard, the scampering of paws on the floor. Oh, you're missing him too. Of course you are, because Portly was such a big, had such a big personality. I am not fat shaming him, because I would never fat shame my corgi. I mean, obviously I can't fat shame him, because it's not like he's here right now. It's not like he's sneaking biscuits in the corner where anyone could see him. It's not. And if it's really time to move on from that, it's time to move on. You know, to maybe, you know, put it away where no one can see you. It's time to move on. It's time to move on. Or maybe it's too soon. It might be a bit soon to move on. I mean, I don't think it's really necessary to move right now. Move! I mean, I'm sorry. It's just still a little raw. Like uncooked cookie dough. It's just a bit raw and oh, the ceremony. The ceremony was was lovely. Yes, it was. I mean, having a funeral for your corgi, it's not something I ever thought that I would be doing. Oh, not at all. No, I, you know, it's like he's not dead. It's really like he's not dead. He's still causing trouble. Oh, what he would do for Biscuit. Oh, Portly. Bloody Portly. The ceremony. Yes. It was a small coffin. Portly was a small dog. I mean, I don't think he didn't have a weight problem. He didn't have a weight. No, you don't have a weight. He didn't have a weight problem, and you really don't want to talk like that because he gets upset. I mean, I get upset. I get upset because Portly, I miss my corgi, and he's dead now. I the music. I wanted to have music that Portly would enjoy, and that also kind of suited the mood. So, you know, 80s rock seemed appropriate because it's cheesy as fuck. And, I mean, We Didn't Start the Fire was, you know, a good song. Obviously, I did start the fire. I burnt Corgi. I just burnt my Corgi just to set him on fire. Not that I would ever actually set him on fire. Well, obviously I did set him on fire because he was obviously in the box. That's why it was so heavy. Not that you're heavy. Not that he's heavy. I mean, he's not heavy. He's my Corgi. Which is why I also chose that song. Oh, this is going so badly. So badly. And look, there's another pile of biscuits just falling over. Maybe it's Portly. Maybe he's haunting us. Portly, please stop it. You're giving yourself away as a ghost. What? Everything's fine. I mean, everything's absolutely fine. There is nothing wrong. I mean, everything's absolutely fine. This is awful. This is absolutely awful. I never thought he would sink to this kind of level. I never thought that he would. I mean, I know he's addicted to biscuits. Not past tense. Portly is addicted to biscuits. He has a problem. He has a big problem, and it's made him sneaky, and he faked his death. He faked his death. I've said it. Portly, just come out from under there. Why are you eating the biscuits? Couldn't you wait until the ceremony was over? I mean, come on. You have a problem. He faked his death. It was pathetic. I mean, he faked. It's just, I can't believe it. I can't believe that I can't believe I'm party to all of this. He just looked at me with those puppy dog eyes and look, you can't stop looking at me like that. Don't you have enough biscuits to eat? Don't eat the biscuit. Do you know how hellish this has been? Because he's been all smug. You know, ever since he went to BA, it's just been BA. Biscuits Anonymous. You know, I thought it would be good for him. I thought it would help him get over his little problem. But no. BA is just full of criminals and they will do anything for a biscuit. I mean, some of them are even addicted to Oreos. That's the kind of person. That's the kind of person that he's been mixing with. Oreo eaters. And look what he's done. He faked his death. And it wasn't even it wasn't even believable. I mean, he poured ketchup on himself. But you know, oh my god, what have I done? How could No, Portly's not dead. He's right there. Why are you petting him? Don't reward him for this. Well, yes, I'm happy that he's not dead. You
Yes, I'm happy. Really? Really? You're just telling him he's a good boy? He faked his death for biscuits and you're telling him he's a good boy? See, this is the problem. Corgis get away with everything. I didn't think it would work. I really didn't think it would work, but we have 478 boxes. Sorry, 475 boxes of biscuits. I couldn't even wait until it was over to eat the biscuits. It just, I don't know. This is awful. This is a really bad idea. And what? Oh no, he was not ever going to go into hiding. Well, next week there was going to be a new addition to the family. Son of Portly! Yeah. Well, he's just counting on that whole cute corgi thing to make people just accept it. And the bugger is, it's probably going to work. It's so annoying. He has a problem. He killed himself. Well, he didn't kill himself. That's the fucking problem. No, Portly, I don't want you to kill yourself. Portly, I'm sorry. Okay, you're a good boy. See? How do you do that to me? Every time. Every time. Every... No, you're not... You're not a good... You are the best boy. Oh, yes, you are. You're so clever. You think you're deaf for biscuits. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're so cute. And I'm just... See, I'm just enabling him at this point. How did he convince me? Well, the puppy dog eyes and everything. And maybe he had a suggestion. Not that I was going to do it. Well, it's just that... Well, Son of Portly was going to come back, and then I was going to fake my death, and we were going to have a lot of tea. It was going to be a foundation for English Muppets to make sure that they have tea. Well, I don't have a problem! I didn't do it, did I? Well, I haven't done it, not yet. Well, no, it's fine! Fine. I mean, I'm just as bad as Portly. I'm just as bad as he is. Did you say that I'm just as adorable as Portly? See, now you're enabling me. What? Can you choose the playlist to my funeral? That is that. I mean, we could do it over tea if you would like, and biscuits, and Portly, you know I'm getting a cut. Yes, I am, and biscuits. So I mean, not like a date, or totally like a date if you would like a date. I mean, it's a bit of a morbid date, but given the situation, it's a date. Yay! You're not going to tell anyone about Portly? Oh, yes, I mean the son of Portly, who looks exactly like Portly, and acts exactly like Portly, and is addicted to biscuits. Although he's not going to be addicted to biscuits to start off with, he's going to fall into biscuit addiction. It's a bit soap opera-ish, but, you know, I figure it, we've been watching a lot of soaps in preparation. We might have stolen the whole plot from a soap. Well, you see, we normally just watch the soaps. He eats the biscuits and I drink the tea, and then I sneak a biscuit, and then he growls at me, and then I go, Portly! And then he goes, I'm sorry, and then we have a problem. We're addicted to tea, biscuits, and soaps. But we're adorable! So, a date, right? So, obviously, the songs have to be fire-themed because I like fire. And it's what Honey would have wanted. No, seriously, that phrase is amazing. You just say that and people just buy anything. I mean, the whole biscuit foundation. It's what Portly would have wanted. It's amazing. You can get away with anything. I mean, Sure. I don't see why we can't fake your death. You just need to decide what you want to get out of it. This is probably really bad. We should not be talking like this. But you know, it's what the corgi wants. It is what Portly would have wanted. So, tea and biscuits. Portly, we're sharing the biscuits. Be a good boy. We're sharing the biscuits. Great. So, it's a date. Well, this is actually going better than I thought it would. I've been a bit stressed all day. It's been a bit tense. Yeah, just the lies. But it is what Portly would have wanted. I don't know how this is my life now. But at least I get to go on a date with someone really cute. Where we can plan my funeral. Yeah. Yeah. Probably going to need a lot of tea. So, shall we go? No, Portly, you can't come. No, Portly, you're dead. Portly, you're dead. Look, Portly, biscuits. Always works. So, tea.